Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, love. How are you? How is your energy level these days? What about your mindset? Are you by chance in a funk? Well, just a few days ago, I definitely was in a funk. I had no motivation. I was constantly craving sweets. I had little energy or desire to do anything beyond what was absolutely necessary. So I knew I needed to make some changes or I would be heading down a very negative downhill spiral. So you know what I decided to do? A 48-hour fast. And I am so grateful I chose to do this because it was just the reset button I needed. As you probably remember, I try to eat clean keto as much as possible and have found that eliminating dairy and keto treats works best for me. Well, leading up to Thanksgiving, I had made some delicious dairy-free soups, but was really craving some keto rolls to go with them. And my favorite roll recipe is loaded with mozzarella cheese, cream cheese, and almond flour. Well, I decided to go ahead and make them though and just see if anything had by chance changed. And within a couple of days, I could feel myself starting to crave those carby foods more and more. Well, then Thanksgiving was upon us and we cooked an amazing keto Thanksgiving meal. Ralph used his new smoker to make our turkey, which was delicious. I made the sides, which were green beans, more keto rolls, of course, cauliflower, mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole for him, and keto pumpkin pie. That meal definitely hit the spot, and we had leftovers for several days. But I started noticing myself craving more and more unhealthy keto foods and was needing something sweet following every meal. I was feeling bloated, irritable, lack of energy, and lack of motivation. I realized I've experienced these symptoms in the past, and after some reflection, I knew it was time for another 48-hour fast to get back on track. Now, I can hear you, love. You have absolutely no desire to fast for 48 hours. Am I right? Well, to be honest with you, I didn't either. But I knew if I didn't change something now, things were just going to continue to spin out of control all the way through Christmas, and the pounds would be creeping back up, and then I'd really be disappointed. And I think if you're honest with yourself, love, you'll agree something has to give too, right? Now, maybe fasting isn't your thing, but I just encourage you to do some self-reflection of your own and ask yourself, what has worked for me in the past? What was I doing when I felt my absolute best? Well, why don't you let me take you on my fasting journey with me so you'll realize maybe it isn't as bad as you thought. Now, before I get too far into explaining it, I've got to make this disclaimer as always. Please consult your doctor or medical professional before starting this fast if you haven't already done so. But I thought it might be helpful to share what this fast was like for me to prepare you so that you know things to watch out for. I'm actually going to share with you some entries directly from my journal. So my fast began on a Monday night around 7:30 p.m. I wanted to use this fast not only to get back on track with eating clean keto, but also have an opportunity to grow closer to God and lean on His strength and not just my own. I so easily forget that I am not in this alone. As it says in Isaiah 26 verses 3 and 4, "Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock." When I woke up Tuesday morning, I drank some water and 2 cups of black coffee. One note I want to make here is that to truly fast, you must not add creamer, sweeteners, or anything else to your coffee, or you will break your fast and spike your insulin, which defeats the purpose. Am I right? Well, my first entry was on Tuesday at 7:22 a.m. It's 7:22 and I have been reading in Romans. It's been quite a while since I spent some time reading the Word. Sure, I read different devotions every morning, but I am truly enjoying this and am reminded of the importance of digging deeper beyond the surface level. This will be so beneficial as I go through this fast. At 7:52, I wrote, "My headache is getting worse. I'm beginning to feel more hungry and foggy. I'm finishing up my morning reading and have decided to skip working out for now. It seems more important to spend more time in God's Word." I prayed this prayer, which I will link for you in the show notes. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with me the next 36 hours as I continue to fast. Please cleanse my body, renew my soul, and bring me closer to you than I have ever been before. Please forgive me for not taking care of this temple you've so graciously given me. Please let me use this time to immerse myself in you, putting my own selfishness aside, and truly surrender and allow you to take over my life. When the hunger strikes or the headaches persist, please help me to turn to you for strength. I need you now more than ever, Lord, as I want to once and for all end this vicious cycle. I am ready and willing. Please take me by the hand. I love you, Lord, and I'm looking forward to spending this time with you, my comforter, my friend, and my God. And it was so amazing. After I prayed this prayer, I instantly felt this feeling of love, joy, appreciation, and gratitude. At 8:08 a.m. in my journal, I wrote, "All of a sudden, the fog has been lifted, and I feel a surge of energy and happiness. I have a few more minutes before I need to get ready for work, so I decide to read a bit more in the Bible." At 9 a.m., I made an apple cider vinegar drink to sip on, which I will link for you in the show notes. It's from Thomas DeLauer, who is an excellent resource when it comes to fasting. I promise, this drink is a lifesaver during a fast and really helps to curb your appetite. At 12:45 p.m., Ralph came home with Chipotle, and it smells delicious, but I am staying strong. I don't have a headache, which is good. I'm going to do my 1 p.m. interview and then have some bone broth. I decided for this fast to allow myself the bone broth. You can do a water-only fast if you choose, but I wanted to do bone broth this time since it had been a while since I had done a 48-hour fast, and it seems to make it a little bit more tolerable. 1:45 p.m. I had my bone broth with Himalayan salt and pepper. It seemed to really help with the hunger pains. At 3 p.m., I made a different apple cider vinegar drink from Thomas DeLauer, which I will also link for you. At 3:55, I'm getting hungry, trying to keep myself busy to take my mind off of it. I also am getting a slight headache again. At 6 p.m., I took my blood sugar and ketone levels. In episode 16 titled, Would You Like to Know Exactly Which Foods to Eat for Your Unique Metabolism? I explain why I think this is such a great tool to know how your specific body and metabolism reacts to what you put into it. My blood sugar at that time was 77 and my ketone level was at 1.7. I was very pleased because any fasting blood sugar level under 100 is great, and anything over about 0.5 millimoles per liter means you're in ketosis. At 7:15 p.m., I drank another cup of bone broth. After drinking it, I felt really good. I then had a cup of detox and stress relief tea. This is a favorite nighttime ritual for me. I read until a little before 9 p.m. and then took Mamba out and went to bed for the night. Usually the evenings are the hardest for me, but I had no trouble getting to sleep, thankfully. On Wednesday morning, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. when my alarm went off. I was pretty tired and had a headache, but definitely felt better once I drank some water. I then had 2 cups of black coffee over the course of a couple of hours. At 9:26, I noticed I'm still tired and have a bit of a headache, but I'm not hungry. At 10:05 a.m., I made my morning apple cider vinegar drink, which I shared earlier. At 12 p.m., I am getting a bit hungry and still have a headache. I hadn't drank all of my apple cider vinegar drink earlier, so I decided to sip on that for the time being. I'm trying to hold off on my bone broth until later in the afternoon. At 2:15, I drank my bone broth. I was pretty hungry at that point and my energy level was low. At 3:23, I notice I have a headache again and I'm starting to get hungry. I think it's in anticipation of knowing I'll be able to eat in a few hours. I am caught up on most of my work, so I spend some time in the Word, currently in Ephesians. Since beginning this fast, I've been able to read half of Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians at this point. It was so great making more time to be in God's Word and again lean on Him for His strength. At 4 p.m., I took Mamba for a walk. He had been cooped up in his cage most of the day as I had been in interviews. I didn't really have a lot of energy, but once I was on the walk, the fresh air and movement was actually nice. At 5 o'clock, I got some fresh water and read for about an hour or so. I noticed I was hungry, but definitely felt better after again rehydrating. And this is so important, love. You must get enough water and stay hydrated. Also, anytime you feel hunger strike or a really bad headache coming on, put a couple of Himalayan salt crystals on your tongue, and within seconds, you will have relief. At 5:30, my stomach was really growling, but I knew I only had 2 more hours to go. I continued to read until I woke Mamba up at 6:15 to feed him. Around 7 o'clock, I began to make my dinner. I had been anticipating this for the last 2 days. I had already chopped up some cauliflower and broccoli, and so I sauteed it in ghee along with onion, garlic, and salt and pepper. After a fast, I always crave protein as well, so I had some stew meat and made it into steak bites and cooked them with olive oil, garlic, butter, and salt and pepper. And at 7:30, I ate my first bite, and it was absolutely delicious. But everything tastes better after a fast, am I right? But I really did try to be aware of the speed in which I was eating. It's so easy to just scarf down food when you're that hungry, but then you don't get to experience the amazing tastes and textures. So I concentrated on slowing down, making sure to chew each bite thoroughly, and it was so enjoyable. I immediately felt my head clear, and it was so comforting having my belly full. After I ate my dinner, I had some chia seed pudding with a few Lily's chocolate chips and some cacao nibs. Then around 8:30, I had my tea again and went to bed early. So there you have it, love. That's what my latest 48-hour fast was like. Was it pleasant? Not necessarily. But I did survive, and it definitely wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Fasting is kind of like working out. Most of the time, we don't look forward to it, but we feel so accomplished once we've done it. And for me, the time actually went by pretty quickly. But I do recommend planning yours when you have a couple of busier days planned. I found that when I am busy, I don't have time to focus on being hungry. I truly hope this helps though. It's now Thursday morning and I feel refreshed, recharged, and ready to go. I am so thankful that I made this decision because I am finally back on track and I feel so much closer to God as well. I have come to realize I definitely need to make it a priority to be in His Word every single day. Now, I would like to leave you with this prayer, which comes directly from Ephesians 3, verses 16 through 19. I discovered it this week in my reading and thought it was very fitting. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.